Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the December 20th Board of Adjustment meeting, and we're going to begin now. Scott, can we begin with the establishment of quorum?
Corey Roebuck.
Here.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And Scott, can you give us the explanation of public hearing procedures, presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
So I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the December 20th, 2023 Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information from the Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment for each case is Exhibit C. Taney County Board of Adjustment bylaws, Exhibit D. Taney County Planning Commission and Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting audio files is Exhibit E for all the cases to be heard at this Board of Adjustment meeting and public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, follows any questions for staff. If you wish to comment on any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the board and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided that the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. And with our review in action, Board, did you have an opportunity to review the November 15th meeting minutes? And if so, do we have any motions on that?
I've reviewed them and would move to approve them in their current form.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. And before we get started tonight, if you anybody that plans to speak tonight, if you don't mind to stand, we'll raise your right hand. We'll swear you in. All right, do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you. We're going to begin tonight's public hearings with 23-009. Scott, if you could.
Yep. I'm getting there just a little slow.
No problem.
This is a variance request number 23-009V. Bob Falk is seeking a variance from the provisions of section 010.020, which is the R1 density and dimensional standards, which are the setbacks, the Taney County zoning regulations. Applicant is seeking a 6-inch west side property line setback to allow the applicant to construct a carport 6 inches from the west property line. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 112 feet by 164 feet in size. It is lot number 3, block 4, located in the Parkview Beach subdivision, has a single family home, a garage addition, and a patio located on the property. So turning our attention to the screen, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 23009B, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. It would be approval of a side setback of 6 inches, allowing for the construction of a carport. 2 is a residential building permit shall be required. And 3, compliance with all applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. This is in the Poverty Point area. Just north of this is State Park Marina. The lake part you're seeing is Table Rock. I've got the parcel highlighted there. I've got a little red icon basically where that carport's located. It's not scale or it's just a location marker. And the carport is not over that van. As you can see, the carport sets to the north side. You can see the trusses. There's some blocks for the posts, so it would be sitting where this sloped concrete pad is. And there's how it looks just from the other end. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. If the applicant would like to come up, please. Just state your name when you begin.
Bob Falk.
Go ahead.
So basically, when we bought this house, there was a building here that set off the corner of the house, and there's a driveway that's about 13 feet wide from the corner of this building to the backyard. We've basically made this an area to park vehicles off the street and out of sight, kind of keep the front yard looking nice. At the back of this creates a little, kind of cuddy that is basically unusable for anything else. And I would like to park my vehicles back here, again, to keep the area looking nice and so there's no junk or anything like that seen from the street. I talked to the previous owner who lives here, whose property is closest to here, to my property, and he didn't have a problem with it, thought it was a good idea. This house just sold, and I talked to the owner that is buying the house, and he doesn't have a problem with it either. So it would be a good addition for both of our properties. So I ask that you guys approve my request. Let me put an easy up carport here.
Okay. If you can come back over in case we have any questions.
How wide is the driveway now that you intend to cover?
The concrete part is about 12 feet wide from...
You want to go back to the picture?
Back to the
driveway. So the carport's probably, what, 20 foot or 18 feet?
Yeah, so from here to here is 22 feet.
Okay.
From here to here, 22 feet.
And the concrete's how far off the lot line?
It's been staked because he had it surveyed, the one that purchased it. And that's the pin, 6 inches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 inches. The stakes here. Up towards the front, it's about a foot off. Back here, it's about 8 inches off. So basically, we just want to put the carport right on top of the concrete pad.
Wouldn't change the amount of runoff any.
Well, yeah, but where it runs off, it's going to change. Because if it's a peak roof, it's going to run right off on the man's property next door.
Instead of down the slope.
Down the slope.
Unless it has a gutter on it.
Is it going to be a guttered roof?
I can put it on there. Not that big a deal.
Now your 6 inches becomes 2 inches right off the property line, yeah.
Yeah.
It's actually a little more than 6 inches. These pillars here sit about 2.5 inches off the edge of the concrete. I did that because I didn't want the water to come off of that deal and go straight into the ground. I wanted it to hit the concrete and deflect. So.
Zoom in a little bit, Scott. What are those?
What's that?
Is that a fence or?
Those are concrete center blocks filled with concrete and rebar.
Okay. So that's a wall.
Not a wall. They're pillars.
Oh, those are the pillars.
These are like 6 pillars.
That you had built for the carport.
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so you understand, Corey, that ever since I've been in the office, we have not considered the gutter part of the setback. We always took it to the fascia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just so we're consistent, that's how we've always been. Not to say that you couldn't consider that in this case, but the office always considered the fascia.
So we're looking at a 13-foot carport.
Did Poverty Point have a special setback already? No.
Is the carport 13 foot wide?
It's actually 22 foot wide.
Not the carport, the addition that you're wanting to do.
That is the carport.
That is the carport.
Carport. It's going to be 22 feet wide, 30 foot long.
You can see he had already built the pillars expecting to put the carport up before we got the approval.
The carport basically would take the space of my house.
So that's where that's
from here to here over to where those pillars are. It'd be a 22 by 30. Get my truck and van back there.
Just out of curiosity, so at what point did you find out you needed a permit for this?
Not until I came back from vacation.
So you had called the county or somebody called the county?
No, I didn't think I needed it for an easy up carport, but I think they were, the guy that bought the house next to me is wanting a swimming pool, and so he called, I guess, Scott. And Scott went out to say, and then saw that the carport was there. So.
And that's how it looked when I was looking at the swimming pool.
That's what threw me off about the pillars, because the pillars were already built.
Yeah.
So,
I just didn't get around to finishing it and didn't know I needed a permit for it.
Gotcha.
Mr. Polk, do you have any other options for where you could put this? Would it fit in the front of the house? I'm assuming it's not going to go in the back.
No. Everything in the back of the house, see the lake is... The lake is right here, and these people the people that I bought the house from, they wanted to put this building back here, but the neighbors were upset about it because it would take their view from the lake.
Mm, no.
So the building ended up here. This real little pocket right here is really the only place on the property.
Because of floodplain and all that, yeah. Okay. Hey, what's our history of variances in that subdivision look like? Do you know?
I haven't found any.
Okay.
It's one area that we just really haven't. No, I take that back. I can't remember what the distance was, but it's pretty small. One of these homes right in here had to seek a variance to get built. And I think it was a front property line variance because that lot was shaped very well right in here or something. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But one was approved right in this location.
Well, okay, that makes sense. Well, one of the struggles I see with that property that he does own is a large chunk of his free land is taken away by the floodplain, and that hurts, because you could easily say, well, just make a driveway go on to the backyard, but because you got plenty of room back there. But in this case,
well, he doesn't want to do away with his view either.
Yeah, but in this situation, even if he did, he really can't because of floodplain.
I think the garage needs to be smaller.
That was going to be my question. Just what if it was 20 feet instead of 22?
Yeah.
So zoom in again. So I thought about that too. But the challenge I see there is, would he be able to make a turn in with a vehicle? Because
it's pretty well straight in.